Hello and welcome to episode 336 of Spreckens a Geek. I am Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we bring our review of Knives Out, our streaming review of Happy Death Day to You, and trailers galore.
Yeah, no shit.
Sadly, we know we're getting a Wonder Woman trailer later this weekend, but we are recording before we are going to see it.
That's right. Sucks. Just put a bigger wig over Thor Ragnarok trailer and you'll be fine. At least when I look at the posters, that's all I can think about.
The posters, yeah.
But oh my god. I'm hoping it's good.
The teaser looks awesome. Did you watch the teaser for Wonder Woman? Now. So she basically uncocks this dude's gun and a bullet flies up in the air and she smacks it with her bracelet. And I was like, fuck, you are awesome. I am so sorry for what DC has done to you. Because she's amazing as Wonder Woman. I love
Gal Gadot.
And Cavill's great as Supes.
Yeah, I still love him as Supes.
So like, and I mean, and I'm still Team Batfleck.
I mean, we'll never get a Batman movie with him because we're getting Pat.
No, yeah, he's out, which is sad.
Although, if it weren't for Batfleck, we wouldn't have that one scene in Justice League where he goes, has his face. Fucking love how much I hate that face. Well, it's when Superman shows up in like that final fight and he's like, and I'm like, Batman would not make that face.
Well, I mean, we also wouldn't have had the warehouse scene.
Oh, that scene was so good.
Which is still the best Batman scene.
It was good to see him beat the shit out of a ton of people. But yeah.
Talking about people who don't understand franchises. Rian Johnson has released a new movie called Knives Out. It's basically a whodunit. So if you're not quite sure what a whodunit is, it's Clue. Something happens where it turns out to be one thing and it turns out to be something completely different. Mm-hmm.
We don't get a lot of these, I don't feel like. Or we don't get a lot of good ones that I'm aware of.
No, there was, the Orient Express or the that Midnight at the so Orient much. Or
no,
whatever.
No, yeah, the Orient, shit, whatever it is. Yes, that one was really good. Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah, I want to watch that too, but Jesus.
It is really, it's a pretty shot, it's a beautiful shot movie, and it's another great, there's so many fucking amazing actors in that one. But yes. Yeah.
And so, Daniel Craig is basically part of a law enforcement. Well, he's not a law enforcement. He's a private detective investigating a suicide. And they're trying to determine if the suicide is murder or suicide. And then, obviously, the story continues without getting into too much detail because you don't want to give away anything on this type of a movie. Yeah.
That's half the fun of it. It's just kind of watching it unfold.
Yeah, I mean, that is the movie. It's a character study. It's not, there's not really any CGI. There's not any special effects. There's one little chase scene, but that's...
Nah.
I mean, it's with four cars, and that's really it.
One
so.
Of them's like a Hyundai accent.
Yeah. So.
I'm like, yeah, support my car.
So you're not getting tons of action in this. You are watching it for the story and for the actors, and I had such a good time with this movie. I really liked this movie a lot more than I probably thought I was going to. And maybe I went into it thinking, fuck you, Rian Johnson. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I like this way better than I did. Or maybe I really liked this. But I really like this movie. It's very high on my list of movies for this year. It's going to be hard to kind of knock it out of at least the top 10 for me of movies we've seen in the theater. And the actors were amazing. I thought Jamie Lee Curtis was fantastic, and she was not on the screen enough for me.
Yeah, she was good.
She was really good.
And she was very much not herself, if that makes sense. Like, right. She fell under her character kind of thing, which was great. I definitely didn't love the movie as much as you did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy you did, though. I think I went into it expecting a bit more, and I was not overwhelmed. I was just whelmed.
Okay, yeah.
It is a good movie. The actors do an amazing job. I love the way this movie is shot. I just wanted a little bit more convolutedness, I guess. It didn't keep me guessing as much as I wanted it. But again, I was engaged. I had to pee at one point and I was so fucking pissed because this is one of those movies I don't want to get up to pee.
Right, you don't want to miss
one iota because it's
one line of something and you're like, oh, fuck. When it comes to the very end and they piece all the pieces together, you're like, oh. Like,
what did I miss?
Yeah.
I think he did a good job, and I know we were talking about it a little bit, but I think Rian Johnson can do good movies, but I think they have to be his movies. And I don't know if he can do franchises.
Right.
Or maybe right. he gets so lost in there because there's it's like the Marvel thing we talk about. It's the same thing with Edgar Wright had to step out. Maybe what he wanted to do versus what he had to do was different. But when he's doing something like this, it's small, it's character acted, it's focused on the story. It was fun.
Yeah,
I do recommend it. I'm like, I don't know if it's my top 10. I really need to go in some soul searching because I want to be prepared for it when we do our show.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a good movie, and it's refreshingly different.
Mm-hmm.
With yeah. all the other shit, and like we look at all of our trailers right now, it is 100% different than all those trailers, and thank fucking God.
Yeah, I mean, only one of those trailers is different, and it's only different because of the subject matter. Yeah. Like, they're all action blow-up special effects movies.
Correct. And I'm glad to just get good character actor stuff. And I didn't even think about Jamie Lee Curtis, but it was fun.
Yeah,
I liked everybody.
That's the downside, is she was way underutilized in this movie.
But there was a lot of people to kind of balance out. But yeah, definitely recommend go see it.
Yeah.
And try not to watch spoiler stuff because I personally think it'll ruin the fun.
Yes, totally, 100%. Yeah, so we both say go see Knives Out. We'll come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled review when we get a little bit more in-depth on this movie. But we are going to get to our streaming movie, which was brought to us by me.
Yep.
And we figured last week we did Happy Death Day, so we might as well do the sequel, Happy Death Day to You.
Mm-hmm.
This one starts out where the little Asian guy that was in the first one is now caught in the time loop.
Mm-hmm.
And about a half an hour in, he meets himself.
Yep. Who tries to kill him.
Is he trying to kill him? Yeah. Who's basically trying to solve the time loop. They have this neutron reactor thing, whatever, you don't need to know what it is.
They have Deus Ex Machina.
that in turn sends the girl back into
an alternate dimension.
But an alternate dimension. So she has to do the dying all over again.
Yeah.
But in this dimension, her mom is alive.
Her boyfriend is dating
the head girl of the house that she's in. Her life is a little different, but the same sort of things are happening. And she has to basically learn quantum physics in this alternate universe. So she keeps killing herself and is learning different formulas and things. And the same sort of things happen where she's getting sicker as she's dying.
Yeah. And they focused on a lot more of this one, very groundhoggy wise, of like, you don't have to be killed. You can take yourself out. So there's that, instead of the montage of her being killed this time, it's montage of her killing herself repeatedly, going, oh, yay. Isn't that lighthearted?
And basically at the end, she has to decide if she wants to be with her boyfriend
and close the loop off her mom. Or, yeah, go back home, be with her boyfriend, or stay here with her mom. And her mom essentially not knowingly talks her, saying, go.
That was such a good scene, especially for this type of movie. You don't expect that sort of, heartfelt scene. And that was such a really good scene of just, hey, you need to make sure that what you want is what you want. And
you'll get what you need.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily always get what you want.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck.
Turns out the killer this time around was the teacher
and
the first one and his wife.
And they're actually not trying to kill her. They're trying to kill
the girl who killed her in the first one. Or in her dimension.
So this movie has plot holes, obviously, because it's
sure.
Because
but this is you don't talk about the plot holes.
Yeah.
Because there are so many. Again, she holds up the fucking cop.
Yep.
Again.
While he's peeing.
There are people shooting in a hospital and nobody's around. Like, this is an empty hospital somehow.
Welcome to modern hospital.
I don't understand why in every single movie that takes place in a hospital, there is a closed wing under construction.
Well, it has to be.
Every time.
I swear to God, when there should have been an audible laugh when she went like, oh, this is just the wing that's under construction. I was like, naturally.
I still like it.
They're dumb, and I have so much fucking fun with them.
So dumb. Like, when you talk about plot holes, oh my God.
There's so many.
Like,
well, because I'm trying to figure out where did Dude McFace come back from the beginning original one when he's trying to kill him? Like, because they make fun of the first one, essentially, by saying, yeah, I've been here before. It's like, you're dying and you're coming back. Yeah, just, it'll be fun. I've done it a bunch. It's all right.
I did like the scene the first time she wakes up in the alternate dimension where she's doing the routine and she passes the girl for sign.
Oh, she throws
She's
it.
Just so angry and runs, you're gay! And just runs like that. Like, she was so angry and like, fuck this, I'm done. Yeah, I really liked that scene. This movie's dumb.
Yeah.
It's dumb. But it's still fun and I liked it.
Again, just like with the first one, it was hard for me to put it down. Like, I just wanted to keep watching. It was wonderfully trashy, enjoyable, and I fucking recommend it because if you're going to have fun and you want to see something dumb, fuck yes.
Yeah.
And there's not enough of these, I feel like, that just have
A horror movie that's a fun 80s camp horror movie, yeah. Essentially.
And knows what it does, and it does it, I think, pretty damn well. So, yeah, I'm glad we got to see these two, because they're so dumb.
They're so bad. All right, so for this week's streaming review, it's kind of brought to you by me, yes. But I'm passing it off to you.
We're going
to
watch...
Even though you've already watched it.
We're going to watch Noelle on Disney+. Plus. This is our first movie that we're watching on Disney+. Plus.
This will be... Yeah.
Anna Kendrick. And fuck, what's his name?
Anna Kendrick.
I know, but what's his name?
I don't know, Anna Kendrick.
I need to know his name, though. Come on. I don't know names.
I don't know who else is in it.
You really don't?
No, I've watched the trailer, but all I remember is Anna Kendrick. Okay. And Phoenix, because it's in Phoenix.
It's in Phoenix, yeah. But it's a new Christmas movie, so there we go.
I'll know the dude as soon as I see him. I'll be like, oh, it's such and such.
Yeah,
But
fuck, he's in a lot of movies. And I can't. Bugging, drive me bonkers. Oh, well. But we're going to watch Noelle on Disney+. It's one of the few Disney originals, because Disney doesn't have a lot of originals. Mm. They have a lot of remakes.
I mean, we'll get to some of that in a minute here.
But we love Anna Kendrick, so we're going to enjoy it, I'm sure.
Man, Anna Kendrick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine in a movie with her and... is it Rachel Green or Ava Green? From Twilight...
Oh, God. I think it's Rachel Green, because I think Eva Green is...
a porn star, because that has to be a porn star name.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, who's the chick that's in, Penny Dreadful, and she's in 300, The Rise of Whatchamacallit. Shit, I think that's Eva Green.
I can't, yeah.
But Eva Green does sound like a porn name.
Yeah, right? And thinking, like, Kristen Stewart's... The show. I'm like, really?
Give her short blonde hair, and I'm down. I'm still down. I also
over saw Anna Kendrick.
No, just throw them all in. I mean, like having fun.
And over. Whatever. I know it's green, but
Rachel Green sounds about right.
Maybe.
I also saw the trailer for Underwater again. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I love fucking underwater movies, and I haven't had underwater movies since like the 90s and 80s.
We've had some, you just haven't watched them.
No, but they haven't had good ones. I think I have watched them, but there's not as many of them. Those were like super big for a while.
So I mean, we fucking had The Meg.
And that was a lot of fun. And I fucking love that one too.
And movies with plot holes.
That had like Fast and Furious underwater. So dumb.
I did like the movie a lot. Oh, God. All right, so we're going to watch Noelle on Disney+. As always, if you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney+. Amazon? Let us know at bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter. You can reach me, I'm at Taru Skippy.
I'm at Cren Kalis.
Yeah. Go ahead and throw yourself under the bus here.
Yeah. You can find us every Monday morning that I remember to post the podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. I would say I'm sorry for this last week, but none of you noticed. It's all right. I had a delirious sick week, so it was great.
Yeah, you did have
to the point where you're like, did you post the podcast? I'm like, yeah. Nope. Definitely did not.
Did I proofread the blog that I wrote to go with it?
No.
Nope.
God, no.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's nerd news. First thing we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and just talk about Mando Episode 2. Mm-hmm. Again, we're going to give you like a week to catch up and then get into a spoiler-filled. So if you don't want to listen to this, there's not going to be a timestamp because that's way too much.
Has Episode 5 already come out?
Yes.
It did, okay. I thought it came out on Mondays.
Fridays.
Oh, okay.
Basically, you got 5 minutes of fast forwarding if you don't want to hear us talk about Mando episode 2.
Yeah.
So Mando has found Baby Yoda, and he is escorting Baby Yoda back to...
Stop, Baby... Oh.
The people getting so angry.
Dude, that joke about people getting angry has gotten so far that my very Christian, very not nerdy coworker knows and made that joke about it. She's like, did you see Baby Yoda? She's like, I know it's not Baby Yoda, but let's not get it. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Well, like, what else are you going to call it?
No one fucking knows. That's why I was like...
Yeah. And nobody knows who Yardle is. Like, if you say Yardle, most people are going to be like, who? And then, if you say Yoda, people know who Yoda is. Yeah. So it's, right now it's Baby Yoda until they give it a name. Baby Yogurt, maybe?
Oh my God.
Because there was a Baby Yogurt, remember? Kinda. In Spaceballs, he has the Spaceballs.
Oh, yeah.
May the Schwartz be with you.
He's escorting Baby Yoda back to the guild to get his money.
Yeah.
He basically gets ambushed. He kills everybody. He then finds his ship has been salvaged by Jawas.
Fucking Jawas.
So he teams bags. He teams up with Dude Face again to go find... The Jawas to...
Who plays him again? Who plays...
Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte, that's right.
To get the stuff back for his ship, the Jawas are like, we want an egg. So he goes on a fetch quest.
Yep. Again, this show has... It comes quickly as the theme. Has so much filler, but it's okay, because it's
Star Wars filler. I think it would be worse if the episodes were an hour long, actually.
How long are the episodes?
It's like 30 minutes.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're short.
I thought they were an hour. Yeah. I thought they were an hour, but okay.
But I think we might notice it more if they were longer episodes.
I would agree with that, yeah. But yeah, you have him go on this
fetch quest. So he goes on a fetch quest, and basically, and I can't think of the beast, unfortunately, but it was episode 2.
Yeah, the rhino horn thing fights against, like, Annie.
Yet again, the Mando's getting worked by something, and his Deus Ex Machina is by saved. This time you see Yoda, basically, Baby Yoda uses the Force.
Which you're like, oh.
To levitate said said thing.
I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted by this fucking commercial. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Basically, while it's distracted, it's killed by the Mando. And then Baby Yoda passes out from exertion.
Yeah.
And is asleep for, like, ever.
Yep. And then he basically gets his... ship back.
He gets his ship back and then takes off.
Yep. I'm still kind of surprised that these are not an hour. I felt like they were, but you are, like, if it was longer, it would definitely not be a positive thing.
It would be a lot more filler. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, even as episode 2, I think I'm still unsure. Like, I'm liking it now.
I still totally like
it. But I would say that at episode 2, I was still not sure where the fuck they were going to go with it.
Because I still don't know where the fuck they're going to go with it.
But as I'm like, I wasn't sure if I was going to like
where they were going. Because, like, what is the overarching story of this series? This series so far.
And honestly, I don't think we're going to get that until the end of the series.
Right now, the overarching story is a man and his boy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like a single dad.
It's the road.
Yeah, kind of a single dad looking for jobs to support his child.
Yeah.
But there is no overarching story.
No. And, like, you didn't like the idea of the droid hoping... I was kind of like, maybe this would be kind of like a build of a crew kind of thing.
Okay.
It obviously isn't at this point.
Especially after episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, No, I guess it's going to be him the entire time. Yeah. But okay.
I like that they're not taking off the helmet still. 2 episodes in, I'm like, hey, keep up, buddy. You got this. I'm curious to see what they do with the Baby Yoda.
Right.
I think that's the point everyone's question is. Because, yep. And that's the sad part. It's not even like Mando.
Right.
It's the Baby Yoda.
Right. And
I'm really...
If you take Baby Yoda out of the series...
It's not as exciting.
What do you have? And you don't have much.
And that's that point we were talking about the other episode. The first one. Of just that we're excited to see something where it doesn't have the Force in it, or Jedis. And technically, you can start seeing that happening, and you're like,
But, yeah, he uses the Force for a brief moment.
But that's the part that got me a little worried, is that I really like them focusing on the non-Force users, if that makes sense.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And there's more than the Jedi.
But
the Sith, essentially.
Yeah. he got to kill a bunch of Jawas, and I was so happy about that because fuck Jawas. He fucking murdered Jawas. He's like, I don't like you.
And Baby Yoda's just like watching him murder.
Well, he's just like cruising along on his leg. Yeah. It was adorable.
Yeah, I mean, I still like the show. I still like the series, but you know, there's a lot that gets washed over because of one, it being Star Wars.
I do really want a bounty hunter game. I think
like 13-13.
I think we're gonna get a bounty hunter game this way. I feel like they're going to.
Are we?
How about this? If season two goes well, then yes.
Are we? Remember, EA still owns this contract until 2023, I believe.
No, that was 2021. I think they're very close to the end of their contract, and I do not believe Disney is.
I mean, it's a while, but I don't.
Like, they will definitely get Battlefront 3 in there first.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, I mean, what Fallen Order is apparently really good. Really good.
It's not really EA, though. It's Respawn. I know it's owned by EA, but it's Respawn. I do really want to play that. Fuck. Don't want to buy another game.
I know. But that's Mando episode 2 for you. Now we're going to get to some video game news. Half-Life 3 has been announced.
Kind of, sort of, not really at all.
Yeah.
Half-Life 1.8 has been announced. Half-Life VR.
VR.
So
I don't understand the love for Half-Life.
I do get it. Because it was the first first-person shooter to try to give you story without immediately making you just try to kill everything.
Okay.
So I get that. I get the reason why people are so excited about it. It's because, again, it was a story-based one.
But it was more of a tech demo, almost.
I mean,
like, that's what Half-Life was more of a tech demo. And it just turned into...
Half-Life 2 was a tech demo?
Half-Life 2 was a tech demo. They both were.
Well, I don't feel like Half-Life 1 was a much. It was a proof of concept, not as a tech demo, but more of like, you don't need to jump in like a la Doom or Wolfenstein. Just jump up and start killing everything. They don't give you a weapon until, I think, like 15, 30 minutes into the game for Half-Life 1. And when you play something like Halo 1... You realize where they took so many of their nods from is they don't give you a gun right away. They make you explore the world. They make you live and try to start build yourself in as the person. So I get the love. I 100% get the love. I 100% get the respect for it. What I don't get is the absolute disregard that Valve has for their own product and their fans. They don't give a shit about them.
But they don't need to.
That's the thing.
I mean, with Steam, they don't need to make another game ever.
No. But that sucks.
That does suck. Like, if I was a fan of Half-Life, I would be irate.
Yeah.
As somebody that's not a fan, like, I don't really care. But they again, are butt-fucking their fans, and they aren't asking for it.
It's been over 10 years or more? I think it's been over more than 10 years.
It's got to be more than 10 years. Because I think 2009, the Orange Box came out.
Oh, fuck, that was such a good bundle. God damn it. But you have people who are growing up into video games now who've never known what Half-Life is. That's terrible for them as a brand thing. But they're doing Half-Life Alyx, which is a VR experience.
And one, I didn't know it was Alyx.
Oh.
I thought it was Alyx. Because it's A-L-Y-X.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I only know it because I've never read it. I only heard everyone talk about it.
Right.
It's Alyx, and it's basically one of the main female character from Half-Life 2. I'm curious about it. The part I can tell you I'm a little pissed at, and this is probably a very subtle piss. Valve recently bought up Campo Santo. They're the people who did Firewatch.
I mean, they bought Camp. Yeah, I guess it was recent, but yeah.
Well, I mean, like in the past year or so, they bought up Campo Santo. They did Firewatch. I fucking love Firewatch. I think I don't know if they did
which is a walking simulator.
It is, and it's a beautiful walking simulator.
It's weird that you take them from a walk, and then that's what they've done in the past. They've done several walking simulators, essentially, and you put them into this, you're putting them in charge of your
one of biggest your brands. Like, they're basically, their team got
now, maybe it will be another walking simulator.
It might, yeah, I mean, it's a VR experience.
Right.
But the part I'm pissed about is that I was really excited about Campo Santo doing another game because they were a fun indie developer. And I'm happy they're bought because I understand how much that means to a team.
Mm-hmm.
But that also means that we won't... They've not so permanently... They've not canceled, but they've shelved their other job. A game they were making called... what is it? Valley of the Gods. I was excited about that just in general because I wanted to see what they were going to do.
It's been canceled without being publicly canceled. Like, every mention of it on their social media and everything has been scrubbed.
Down. Yeah. And that makes me sad.
Right.
That's what I'm pissed about this more than anything, is that little tangential thing. I'm happy that Valve is actually trying to do games besides Dota 2, because, again, they don't fucking care about their fans, and that's really shitty. They do have Steam, and I get that it's a big deal, but they were a game company, and I feel like they had a good brand. I don't think they care about it right now, though. I don't have a VR headset, so I probably won't play this anytime soon. I'm curious about it. I keep wanting a VR headset, but I also don't want to spend the money on it.
I do want a PSVR, and like that $200 bundle, I fucking wish that I had pulled that trigger. That's such a good bundle,
though.
It is
a good bundle, but no, you're fine. What are you gonna, you have so many other games you'll be able to play, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but I'll have more in VR that I can not play.
Exactly. Like, that's appropriate.
Hello?
More in VR that I can't play.
But we also are getting another remake. This is going to be Resident Evil 3.
Yes.
Hasn't been officially announced yet, but like artwork has been leaked.
The box art has been released. Yeah. It's one of the worst kept secrets kind of thing.
Yeah, and I feel bad for them because the Game Awards are this weekend, I think.
But it's not at Game Awards. It's going to be, I'm pretty sure it's going to be at the State of Play. They said specifically that they will not be announcing at Game Awards. I'm pretty sure they're going
to be. We swear to you, this isn't con. We 100% swear this isn't con.
I know what you're saying. I don't think.
Oh my god, it's con. What? Like, until it's not there, I don't believe that it's not there.
I don't think that they're going to. I think it's going to be a state of play. That's my Smirnoff or pizza bet.
Oh. But I mean,
because they're also literally ass end to each other, so it doesn't really make a whole lot of difference, anyways.
No, but I think state of play is going to be more promoting Sony stuff because it's right before Christmas.
It is, but they also like getting the branding that when you think of one, Resident Evil 2 was a huge boon this past year.
Yeah, it was.
And Resident Evil 7 was also a huge boon.
Yes.
Both of those games have been marketed very heavily as, hey, get it first on PlayStation.
That's true.
If you get it in front of the marketing, get the associated values.
I appreciate your perspective on that. Yeah. Thank you for sharing it with me.
I'll shut the fuck up. That's fine. I got you. I read between the lines.
No, that was me and Mr. Rogers. Like, thank you for sharing that with me. I appreciate your perspective.
Fucking A. I still need to play Resident Evil 2. I do want to play it. I do want to play Resident Evil 7 as well.
Yep. And I mean, I have Resident Evil and Resident Evil 2, the PS1 versions for Plus.
Yeah. And I have the remake release that came out not too long for 1. So I absolutely do want to play them again. But, yeah.
Yeah, I really want to play 7 really bad.
I do, too.
And
I've heard a lot of good things.
And I want to play that in VR. Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. The PSVR would have worked.
The VR thing I've heard is, like, really amazing.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it'd probably make me piss my pants.
Well, we did the Paranormal Activity.
Fuck.
Right?
That thing. Fuck.
So that is some awesome Let's Plays. The only problem is you can't. It's hard to Let's Play what's on the screen.
You literally have to do the dual screen of, hey, what they're seeing and not. We would also have to have pillows all around the floor because I would fall so much.
I just put you in a cage.
Oh my god.
I mean.
Hey, buddy.
I'm into some things.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to go ahead and get to some trailers. We had a whole bunch of trailers drop this week, which seems so odd that they just randomly.
I feel like it does happen this time of year, but I couldn't remember what time of year it usually happens.
Like, I know Super Bowl we get a bunch of trailers.
Yeah.
First thing we're going to start out with is the new James Bond trailer, No Time to Die. This movie has already unsold me because it's bringing in a bunch of characters and I haven't seen any of the Bond movies. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So why would I see this?
That's actually one of my concerns was I have seen them and I don't remember all of them. It's been a while.
It
hasn't.
Like Christoph Waltz is in there.
Yeah.
There's some blonde that was his girlfriend or wife.
Or something. It's been too long. And there's been too much to the point where I don't have it that it's not standalone enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is only the 5th one with Daniel Craig, so it's not like it's tough to go back and watch the other ones.
But you have to do that.
You have to do that, and I don't I haven't seen them on any streaming sites.
And it doesn't feel like... It doesn't... It feels like that you should be excited for what you're seeing.
Right.
But we have no frame of reference.
You should be like, oh, shit! As opposed to being like, okay.
Who?
Like, Rami Malek, I'm like, fuck, I want to see this. Because I love Rami Malek.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And then you're going to be revealing a bunch of stuff. I'm going to be like, this meant something to somebody, I'm sure. Is the problem with franchises?
With persistent universes? Yeah. I don't even know if it's necessarily the problem with persistent universes as it is the problem with persistent universes that have long delays between the movies.
Mm.
When's the last time that we had... What was Skyfall, the last one? I think it was 4 years ago.
I don't know. Was it?
I think it was. Three? It's at least three.
I can't remember the last Bond movie.
I think it was Skyfall. I want to say it was Skyfall, and I may be wrong, but I think that was about three minimum, possibly 4 years ago. That is a huge difference if you're trying to make mm-hmm. a franchise going on.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when for Bond, you focus on one person.
Yep.
Versus like a Marvel or a Star Wars, you can kind of focus off of others, so it gives you those breaks. But yeah, it's been too long. I'll see it.
It doesn't look bad, though.
No, it looks great.
But I look like I'm completely lost, and I don't want to go into a movie being completely lost.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to go back and watch Casino Royale again, though? Because I've seen
none of them.
Really?
None of the Daniel Craigs. I've seen none of them. And the last Bond that I recall seeing, would be GoldenEye.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Maybe we can watch through those leading up to it.
You know what they say about Christmas? I guess Christmas doesn't only come once a year or something like that.
Oh, yeah, because the chick's Christmas, right?
Yeah. It's such a good line. It was like, oh!
Speaking of hoes. Take that Yule log.
Speaking of hoes. No, I'm not going to do that. We're going to...
No, just rolling in, man.
No. Yep.
Just move on.
The next trailer we're going to talk about is... have you ever played Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Have you ever played an MMO?
Yeah.
How would you like to be a movie star?
Will I have washboard abs?
No.
Yes.
You fucking wish you would.
I wish it was Ryan.
So, Ryan Reynolds has a movie coming out this summer called Free Guy, where he plays a...
NPC
in an MMO. He doesn't know he's an NPC?
Yeah, he's just a nice guy living a wonderful life of terrible shit around him.
Yeah. And then, basically, he's tired of getting robbed every day at work... So he kind of stands up to somebody, accidentally kills him, takes his sunglasses, and realizes there's a whole other world.
There's like a part UI of. Going all yeah. around.
Wow.
Looks so dumb, and I'm so sold.
It looks so dumb. I'm so sold, I'm worried that it's going to wear out its welcome real fast.
Yes. I don't want to see any more than this trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it kind of
And I'm hoping the movie's like 90 minutes long, like...
It's quick, it's fun, John.
Yeah.
This is kind of what I expected or wanted Ready Player One to be like.
I really liked Ready Player One, though.
I really wanted to like Ready Player One.
I mean, you recommended seeing it.
I liked the movie. I liked the book. The movie is...
So you recommended seeing the movie. You fucking liar. You can't go back.
No, I can. But I can, because, like, time, man, it doesn't heal all
wounds. Yeah, me.
I hope it's good. I love Ryan Reynolds. When I was watching this, I had no idea what the fuck was going on. And I loved it.
Yeah.
I do, to your point, there's a lot of bombastic stuff that you can get used to very quickly on this movie, and I want it to still surprise me.
Right.
And I'm a little sad that it did have to kind of spoil the fun part of it about him being an NPC to get me into it, because that would have been a really fun going like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on in this world?
I mean, I don't know if that's spoiled. I think going into it is kind of fun.
Yeah. I'm sold, though.
Yeah, I'm sold. I'm not, but I'm just worried that...
You're trepidatious.
Yes. Sausage Party.
Oh.
Where, like, oh my God, this is awesome. And a half an hour in a sausage party, you're like, oh, this is all you've got for me.
Yeah, you're like, ah,
and then they're like,
I'm done.
And we got 2 hours of fart and dick jokes. You're like, cool, I guess.
I saw that in theaters. I saw so many families leave.
That was a sausage party.
What a sausage party.
Speaking of sausage parties.
Make a man out of you?
No.
No, no, let's do it. Come on.
No.
Yeah, come on, make that transition.
So we finally are getting a Black Widow movie after 400 years?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't think this trailer looks good. No, but like, it doesn't, again, it doesn't this is a Marvel problem. Yeah. Like, a lot of their trailers haven't looked good, and their movies have been great. I mean, Winter Soldier, that first trailer, we talked about it, of like...
And then we saw the 30-second Super Bowl trailer, and you and I were
No, fucking... the Super Bowl trailer was the first trailer.
No, that was the second trailer.
That was the first.
Second.
That was the first.
I swear to God,
we loved... The first trailer was the Super Bowl trailer. We didn't like the Super Bowl trailer.
I swear to God, we liked the Super Bowl trailer, because that's the one with the American theme in the background.
I don't think, no.
We're going to go on to blows, buddy.
The first one was the Super Bowl trailer, and it was just the teaser, and we're like, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's the first way.
But... I'm not sold on this trailer at all. I'll see it because, I mean, duh. But as a trailer, I'm like...
So...
And you're making me care about a character that is...
Dead.
Is Endgame out?
Yeah.
Endgame's out. Yeah, so you're making me care about a character that's dead. And it's hard to go back.
Mm-hmm. The trailer is not bad. I don't think it's terrible.
I don't think it's terrible. But I'm not like, oh, I'm just like, okay.
I think this is going to be the thing for a while with Marvel movies, is that I'm going to feel, all right, where I don't feel the buildup as I was once before. Like, we already came. We came pretty big. We literally, there's a 45-minute, like, session of us just going, wah! I know, because I watched it last night, the other night before. And it was just like, yes, this is amazing! Where I do feel like there's going to be a pause where I don't get as excited.
Mm-hmm.
It happened with Spider-Man. Definitely happened with this movie. And it's probably going to happen within the next couple months until I start seeing kind of a buildup of what they're trying to go towards, I guess. Because right now I don't know really what they're going for. It doesn't look terrible.
No.
There is a part that concerns me immediately, and it has that fucking Terminator thing where she's flying through, whatchamacallit, she's flying through the air, and they're shooting and firing, and all I can think about is Terminator and that one scene, the worst scene of that entire freaking movie. And it's in the trailer of her going, when the airplane's crashing and stuff, and everything's going crazy. I'm like, you're going Terminator, you're going Transformers on me. I'm like, no, please don't do that.
I
saw you get upset about the fat joke. I cracked up a little bit.
I mean, I'm not upset at the fat joke. The fat joke wouldn't have been a problem. But if we're making a big deal about this,
yeah,
then you can't make that joke. You can't. You have to pick your... 2015, I'd have been like, ha, that's funny. But now you're like, no, you can't make any Photoshop fat jokes. Well, you can do it if it's a guy. Because can you imagine... If somebody had said to Scarlett Johansson, man, you're getting fat, or you got fat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The absolute outrage would have been insane.
I would have liked there to be a fat fight. It would have been amazing.
A fat fight?
Yeah, where they just call each other fat and then all back to back and then see how much. You know what? I'm going to have fun with it, I'm sure. I'm excited because it gets me more of the Winter Soldier feel.
Yeah.
Which... We fucking love Winter Soldier.
Yes.
That is arguably one of my favorite Marvel movies.
I mean, and she's not a superhero, which is awesome.
You have essentially the red version of Captain America.
Yep.
You have two of the Black Widows. I think the villain is Taskmaster, which I'm so fucking excited for.
Yeah, but like, villains suck.
If they do, how about this? I'm excited for Taskmaster because of the way the style they're shooting this movie is. It mm-hmm. looks more of a hand-to-hand spy,
mm-hmm.
like a physical fight kind of thing. That's the perfect thing where... Do you know Taskmaster at all?
A little bit, yeah.
So the idea is that he basically can mirror anyone's fighting style. So you have someone who can go toe-to-toe with Black Widow and then switch to more of a Captain America punch brawler thing. I think that'll be so much fun to watch if they do it right. If they do it right. It's Marvel, so they'll do it okay at bare minimum. I'm also curious to see if they're trying to... They have, like, Thunderbolt Ross in there, so I'm wondering if they're going to do the Thunderbolts kind of stuff like this. If this is, like, a backdoor way for them to get that done.
I mean, I guess, but, again, how are we going to care about something that happened in the past that doesn't seem to impact at all the Infinity Saga?
I think that's like, the challenge.
It's going to be so weird, but the challenge would be to not go back to the past and just... move forward. They wanted a Black Widow movie because they need a girl movie, not because they want to
Captain Marvel.
I don't think they want a Black Widow movie. I think they want a girl movie.
Yeah, I think they want another show at a girl movie.
Yeah,
because Captain Marvel's okay. It just ends.
And I would have preferred to have Scarlet Witch, but you're doing the TV show. Yeah. So like, I honestly don't feel that their heart is in this movie, and they're doing it more for the PR points.
I totally get your point.
And I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong too.
I mean, obviously, I'm going to see the movie.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, I'm not saying I'm not going to see the movie because of this, but I just... I came out of going, all right.
Yeah, I saw it. I was like, all right, cool. I'll go see it. I don't know what they're building towards, and I don't think I'll get that until probably the next movie or two.
Right.
And that kind of sucks, I guess, in my mind.
But, I mean, are you building towards something in the past?
I think you basically take a step back to make some steps forward. Like, to build... You're trying to build a history. It's like with Captain Marvel. They literally went in the past to build a character because they knew they were going to show her, like...
But they fucked themselves.
They did. They did a terrible job of that.
Because they were like... You know those things that we said happened? And especially in Avengers?
Yeah.
Oops.
Also... Look at this character who can do everything. Oh, we probably should have powered her down a bit. Like, yeah, you should have powered her down a bit.
And the last trailer we're going to talk about this week that we got was the full version of Mulan. Dude.
It looks more like a Chinese epic, which I'm kind of
I for. Hope this is the movie we get. Because this looks like they took the story of Mulan and made a movie.
Yeah.
Opposed to, we're going to make Mulan live action. It feels like its own thing.
Yeah. One is, it doesn't sound like they're going to do the musicals. Thank fucking God. That's hopefully the worst part of every one of their live action movies, I feel like.
Yeah, the random singing.
Except for, like, maybe Aladdin with, like, the genie songs.
The genie kind of makes sense because he has magical powers. Yeah.
But everything else, I'm like, fuck no. Please stop the musicals. I don't need the musical portions of them because they could be fun otherwise. They also have one, they took out Mushu, which I knew they couldn't do Mushu. They're adding in like a witch character.
I mean, and did they take out Mushu? Because you've got the Phoenix and you've got this witch character.
I'm kind of hoping so. Like,
Mushu. What if
Eddie Murphy's voicing the Phoenix again? That would be the worst.
He has to be somewhere in
here. I don't think so.
He has to have some sort of cameo.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, because it's like an eight.
I mean, it'd be black man in that sort of...
It'd be a shoehorn kind of thing to do.
Yeah. It would be blackwashing a Chinese movie. But like, it wouldn't make sense for him to be during that time frame. Yeah. So I get it, but that sucks.
I'm actually kind of excited because, again, it looks... And I hate using this term too much, but Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon a bit has that kind of style where it's almost like the Wire Kung Fu style. It's almost the bombastic fighting action scenes, and that's what this is going for. And that's what I was excited. And that's probably what I love the most about Aladdin, is they went they leaned into Bollywood a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much as I wanted them to get more into it, but when they leaned into it, it was fun. And if they lean into that kind of style of, like, movie making, I'm way more excited. And to your point, it's a movie versus...
Yeah, it does feel like it's its own movie and not, you know, the cartoon, essentially.
Yeah. We have the cartoon and that's fine.
Yeah. So, and this is what we wanted. Like, take the ideas and make it your own thing. And this looks like its own thing. And this looks epic as fuck. And I'm so excited.
Hoping so much. God, I'm hoping so much that it's good.
Oh. Yeah, that's it. But, alright, so that'll do it for our nerd news. So we'll go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which, as soon as we got the answer from the Hair Life Man, I was like, oh yeah, I did ask this question before. And I wanted to know, what was your favorite kids TV show or kids programming? And he went with 3-2-1 Contact on PBS. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, we have asked this before.
3-2-1 Contact?
Yep.
I don't remember this at all, though.
Before your time.
Alright.
In the before time, the long, long ago.
In the before four, yeah. What was it?
It's just another kid's...
Okay.
Like, it was... The closest thing I could say would kind of be like, I don't even want to say you can't do that on television, but...
Oh, okay.
Kind of like that, but not without, like, the slime and stuff like that. It was almost like a game show... But it wasn't a game show. Like, it was really weird, but it was obviously an informational kids programming show. What was yours, man?
Man, I kind of fought on this one a little bit. It sounds really stupid, but I used to like Big Comfy Couch. But I ended up with Mr. Rogers. Okay. I really did. because I do have really fond memories of it. It's funny because there was a period of time where I stopped watching it because I thought it wasn't cool.
Right.
And I kind of wish I didn't because I'm like, fuck.
I mean, it wasn't cool. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was never cool. Yeah. That was Pee-wee's Playhouse. Was the cool version of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
So fucking weird.
It was so weird.
I tried watching it. I told him it was really hard.
Dude, it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
It is out there.
Because it was on Netflix, wasn't it? When they rebooted it a bit?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot they rebooted it. Damn, you're right.
Netflix doing all weird stuff. What about you?
Fraggle Rock.
Love Fraggle Rock.
I loved Fraggle Rock so much.
And it was such a good... So I forgot about it. Didn't they do like live action scenes in there too?
They had live action and puppet troll things.
Dude. Yes. And those were such good puppets.
Yeah.
Like you had personality each one. Fuck yes. I remember that so
much. I mean, it was Treasure Trolls before Treasure Trolls.
Fucking trolls. Dude. I feel so bad for my parents sometimes when I think about all the fads that I went through.
I mean...
And how little I really cared about them,
though. Yeah, you have it now, too.
Oh, yeah. I believe it wholeheartedly.
You have it now, too. I mean, you know, I've got a kid, and every few months, she wants whole new toys, essentially. And it's just like, oh, God damn it. Now, luckily, kids' toys are pretty cheap, and she doesn't quite have a concept of money yet. Yeah. So, you know, but still... Why don't you play with this? Nah. All right. Whatever. Fine.
That's no longer cool.
All right. So it's your turn for a pod question, buddy. What do you got on the docket this week?
I want to know what is... Okay. So this is not going to be your favorite format, but I want to know what is the format that you have the best memories of? And what I mean by format, I'm talking about like for audio, for video, like VHS, beta. Are you talking about CD? Are you talking about vinyl? Are you talking about compact disc? And like, oh, well, that's CD. Sorry.
CD or compact
cassette,
disc?
Cassette. I was thinking. But like, what is the format you have the best memories with?
Okay.
Not your favorite. Okay. The best memories.
Okay.
All right. Because if I said favorite, you're going to be like 4K for now.
No.
No?
No, I think Blu-ray would probably be my favorite.
Really?
I loved Blu-ray, man. Blu-ray was great.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be the answer to this question. All right. So send us your answers at batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, SpriggetsTheGeek on Facebook. You can reach me. I am at TaroSkippy.
I'm at Craig Kalis. And make sure to like, love, and share us every time when I do actually post it. Hopefully this week I do. Monday mornings on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and get to our spoiler revealed... spoiler-filled review of Knives Out after I finished puberty here.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was like, oh, how's it going there, sir?
So if you don't want to hang around for that, you've been listening to episode 336 of Sprague and the Geek. So for Sprague and the Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Howard.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into our spoiler-filled review of Knives Out. This is Rian Johnson's first movie since he ruined the Star Wars franchise.
I like how you should just... This is Rian Johnson's second movie since he ruined the Star Wars. This is Rian Johnson's 15th movie since he ruined Star Wars.
Yeah. Basically, it's an old man who was a prolific writer, has died. And so it starts out basically with just two detectives there just to kind of close the formalities of like, yeah, he died of... old age, essentially. Or he died of suicide because he slit his throat, but they're like, yeah, it was suicide. And then there's another private detective who's played by Daniel Craig who's like, I don't know. And then what a tangled web we weave. It's hard to describe everything kind of going on in this movie because there's a lot going on in this movie.
It's very much of a whodunit kind of like idea that it's trying to walk you through or progressively back and forward through your thoughts going like, hey, this person obviously did it. Now you think this person obviously did it.
Yeah, it definitely is a whodunit. And, you know, they're laying the groundwork of like, why would you slit your own throat with a suicide? That's extremely odd.
Yeah.
So here's, you know, daughter one, here's son two, here's mother or daughter-in-law one, you know, all these different suspects.
Yeah.
And he finds in the housekeeper, a girl who literally becomes physically ill if she lies.
Yeah.
Like she cannot lie. so he kind of uses her as his help.
Yeah.
To figure out what's going on. Later in the story, we find out that the girl overdosed him on accident.
Yeah. Told him, and he basically said, hey, I'm going to give you this very elaborate plan to make sure right. that you do not get caught, because...
Because he had put her in his will, but she didn't know
that, no.
The only one who knew it would be...
Him and...
him and Chris Evans. Granddaughter, or grandson, yep. Chris Evans. So he basically had this plan of, like, you need to break in, and, you know, after you break in, here's what's going to happen, here's everything laid out. Chris Evans had found out what the plan was with the will, and had decided to basically
try to frame her.
Yeah, there's a clause called a
Slayer clause
that if somebody is the beneficiary of a will
and they kill them,
if they are convicted of a, or even charged with a crime, then the will reverts back to the previous incarnation.
So basically, he's the one who goes up there. He tries to trade out her morphine and the regular ones, and even takes away the thingamajig,
the antidote.
Antidote or something like that. Basically, a catalyst thing that would stop him from overdosing, to basically frame her up.
Yep.
But when she mixes things up, she actually saves his life, but thinks she kills him.
She actually didn't mix them up.
Yep.
Because she was just so used to the weight, basically. Yep. That she knew which one she was picking up without looking at it, and then she just kind of looked and was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But Chris Evans had switched the bottles, essentially. Had taken the liquid from one and put it in the other one, taken the liquid from one and put it in the other one, and blah, blah. And then he'd murdered the housekeeper who had found out the truth and had kind of confessed to the murder. It's hard to explain what's happening in this movie if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But I loved this movie. I thought this movie was a blast. It was really well done. There were some characters that didn't need to be there.
I definitely agree.
The kid from It.
Oh, that's where I knew him. I was trying to figure out where the fuck I knew him from.
The alt-right troll who I from what I gather from interviews and such, he's basically supposed to be the Star Wars fandom. That's what Rian Johnson's based his character off of, his interactions with people after The Last Jedi. I was like, Jesus.
Hey, it's you, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Exactly it. But the themes of this movie is actually more along the lines of kind of current day America, where you have the whites who expect to have stuff kind of given to them because they're white and they're born and they are the family.
Yeah.
And then you have the immigrants coming in, working hard, doing the things you're supposed to do to get rewarded, and then getting rewarded, and people getting mad at them for being rewarded for doing the things they're supposed to do.
Did you notice how many times they got her country of origin wrong?
Dude, the first time I was like, wait, that doesn't...
Like, maybe the first one is wrong. You're like,
just like, she's Ecuador. From Ecuador. And I was like,
Well, no, I think, okay, where was she from originally? It's supposed to be? Because I thought it was Ecuador was the first one. Then there was Brazil. And then there was Argentina, I think, somewhere. They just kept on throwing every fucking thing out there.
Basically, any place south of Mexico, they were like, that's where she's from.
Exactly. So I was really happy with the cast for the most part, because I thought it was really well acted. I thought it was pretty good. I love the way it was shot.
Yeah.
I don't know if I loved the movie, though. And I think it's because I might have blown it up in my head a little bit of, like, what I was going to expect versus what I got. Because you mentioning it, just the idea that there were so many characters that probably didn't need to be there, is probably what frustrated me the most, is that during a whodunit, I'm thinking back to Clue and stuff like that, where... It's very much, you don't know anyone could have an option, but in this movie, halfway through it, you rule out almost half the characters.
Yeah.
You know they can't be the one to do it.
Well, they have a moment where they come in and then they're gone.
Yeah.
Like, you knew basically right away, it's impossible that it's Meg.
Yep.
And...
I mean, like, but that's the thing, is like, they rule a lot of people out really quick, which kind of ruined it for me. I wanted them to keep people in longer, I guess. and make it a little more ambiguous. But as soon as they showed her killing him, I was like, all right, cool. I'm like, there's one person, and I'm pretty sure I knew who it was. And I normally don't do this. Normally, I just sit back and enjoy the movie, but I kind of knew who it was right off the bat. And I was like, fuck. That made it less fun for me.
Okay.
Otherwise, again, the movie shot really well acted. I loved all the actors, and they really stuck with their archetypal characters. And, dude, the lady who is the main character, I find her so goddamn endearing. I was hoping she was going to be the murderer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I wanted the whole thing about her throwing up thing to be a huge hoax.
Oh, to be a guilt
thing? Yeah. Or like either a guilt thing or something she can do on command so that she could basically play it off that way so people would forcibly trust her. And I thought that'd be so fucked up. But it wasn't.
It would have subverted your expectations.
Exactly. But really, it just kind of met my expectations. And I think that's the part of why I don't love it, but I liked it. It's a good movie.
I had a blast with it. I really recommend it. I think it because it's different than what we're seeing all the time.
Mm-hmm. And
it's it is a character study movie. Like, you have to be into character movies and not action, adventure, you know.
And it's not funny, if that makes sense, but it has funny moments.
Yeah.
But it flows really well, and it goes pretty fast.
Like, and it shows that he can make
a smaller movie, because you look at the credits.
Comedic moments, though, too. Like, there's levity without it being these laugh out loud moments.
Yeah.
There are...
It's just the characters being themselves what's funny.
There are a few, like the mom at the very end where she's like, ha, or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was funny. And it's like, oh, you can do it without having to force comedy into what you're doing. Like, we've liked Rian Johnson movies before. We liked Looper.
Yep.
I do want to see Looper again. We liked this one. Ozymandias from Breaking Bad was...
Who?
Ozymandias. It's the episode.
Oh, okay.
Was a great episode. So, like, I don't know what happened with Star Wars, but, like...
I think he did something that wasn't him.
Maybe.
And that, like, that could be it. Because, like, this... Also, my thought is it's a small movie because you can tell by the credits. The credits went by so fucking quick.
Yeah.
And a small movie like that that's literally just character acting, you put most of your money on the people you chose. Mm-hmm. And you had a lot of fucking people in there.
Yeah, there were a lot of people in there.
But it was fun. I would recommend still going and seeing it. Just don't... I mean, if you're hearing this part, then you already know it. But I mean... Don't go in it with expecting like something really ginormous. Just try to take it very much at face value.
I mean, it's probably in my top 10 of movies that I've seen this year.
I mean, we definitely need to get to that point of looking at all the movies.
I imagine Star Wars will be the last new movie we see this year.
I feel like it's going to be, yeah. I don't know if this is in my top 10.
Okay.
But it's still good.
I definitely recommend watching it.
Yeah.
I liked it more than you did.
Yeah.
But we both actually say go see it.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. New lesson episode 336 of Sprague and Say Geek. So for Sprague and Say Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. Everyone looks like they're crying.
I know. His eyes are super, super wet. Maybe they were crying. I doubt it, but yeah.
He also looks like he's crying. They all look like they're crying.
Welcome to 4K.
You can now question if people are crying or not.